Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Buffalo Field Campaign Update. The killing continues. Montana indiscriminately slaughters 29 more Yellowstone bison. With the onset of a beautiful spring, you'd think the Montana Department of Livestock would relax some. On the contrary, they have been hazing for the last 17 days straight. They've pushed the same buffalo twice a day in some cases. ATVs run wild buffalo up to the invisible borders of Yellowstone National Park and then shoot dozens of cracker rounds into Yellowstone after them. Department of Livestock agents further continue into the park through an area closed to everyone else for grizzly bear protection. We have witnessed them chasing buffalo for up to 5 miles and shooting cracker rounds the whole way. The helicopter also harasses buffalo far inside the park and has been documented flying only 10 feet off the ground and as far into the park as 8 miles. The Montana Department of Livestock slaughtered 29 bison last week without even testing them for brucellosis. The animals were captured last Monday in the Duck Creek Capture Facility and confined for 36 hours before being shipped for slaughter. The current slaughter has nothing to do with brucellosis, said Dan Brister of the Buffalo Field Campaign. The livestock industry has zero tolerance for free-roaming buffalo, and they are doing all they can to destroy the Yellowstone herd. Buffalo Field Campaign volunteers spent 2 nights between the Duck Creek trap and the Yellowstone boundary working to prevent the capture of even more bison. We heard loud crashes throughout the night as the frightened bison banged their head against the trap steel walls, said Buffalo Field Campaign volunteer Christopher May. Buffalo often suffer fatal injuries inside the traps, and the Buffalo Field Campaign has documented the deaths of many buffalo after their release. On Tuesday, the cooperating agencies, Yellowstone Park Rangers and Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, arrived with horses. They resumed hazing and ran two separate bull buffalo into the park. They proceeded to Horse Butte Peninsula on Forest Service land and hazed two more bull buffalo back into the park, a distance about 6 miles. Night fell, and volunteers again stood with their friends all night. Around 5 a.m. Wednesday morning, the 29 buffalo were loaded in trailers bound for their destination, the slaughterhouse. Since the last week of April, the Department of Livestock has slaughtered 133 bison, more than the combined kills of the previous 4 years. Montana hasn't slaughtered as many bison since 1996-97, when the state killed nearly 1,100 buffalo that migrated out of Yellowstone National Park. The total killed so far this year stands at 200. 133 of those were never tested for brucellosis. At least one of the buffalo killed yesterday had already tested negative earlier this winter. This slaughter is disgrace to Montana, said Robert Sanchez, one of the activists who witnessed Monday's captures. They captured marked buffalo animals that were captured earlier in the winter, tested negative for brucellosis exposure, and were released. This story of the absurd shows the inconsistencies of current buffalo management being implemented by folks with no wildlife biology credentials, inhumane treatment of majestic wild animals, using disease arguments only when it suits you, vacillating haphazardly between capture and slaughter, arbitrarily setting population targets, not allowing the public access to public documents, decimating a large number of males in a delicately balanced genetic herd, and absolutely no concept of the ancestral migration behaviors that are the very essence of these buffalo. Right now our numbers are low, so if you would like to help out here on the front lines, now is the time. Please keep the buffalo in your hearts and prayers and continue to spread the word of this travesty. Thank you all for making the Buffalo Field Campaign a reality. If you'd like to contact the Buffalo Field Campaign, their address is P.O. Box 957, West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. That's the Buffalo Field Campaign, P.O. Box 957, West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. Or you can contact them at buffalo@wildrockies.org. That's buffalo@wildrockies.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on, boys, in the-